Cultivated Marketer, Episode 28, Updates, and 2024 KCIABC BCS. In this episode, Matt and I catch up after a brief hiatus, discussing some personal updates and great upcoming professional development in marketing and communications. Welcome to Cultivated Marketer, where we talk marketing professional development so your garden of opportunity grows. This is Brent Bowen.
And I'm Matt Tidwell.
And Matt, I know you and I have conversed together. We've had a chance to sit down and chat and catch up from time to time, but we haven't spoken to listeners in a couple months. I know a lot of that has been in large part due to some of the personal events that's kind of transpired in my life and particularly my wife's health, but which I can talk a little bit about. But for folks that haven't caught up with you, I know you've been pretty busy on selection committees and running about town in support of marketing and communications professional development. What have you been up to for listeners that don't catch you out in the wild?
It has been in the wild. Boy, that's a good way to put it, Brent. Thank you. And it's probably, not such a bad thing that we've had a bit of a hiatus here with the show just because it has been crazy in the old world of post-secondary education. We've just had a lot going on. As many of you know, I run the master's degree program at the University of Kansas in integrated marketing communications. And a lot of my time has been spent, we've made some really cool changes to that program that it's taken really the last several months to implement. The main one being that we're now an online master's degree program. So you can get your master's degree in marketing communications from anywhere. It doesn't just have to be in the Kansas City area. And that's been a really cool change, but it's gone extremely well. We've also adjusted our curriculum a bit. So anytime you adjust curriculum, that takes a lot of time. We've added a bunch of courses in digital marketing, but net out of all of that is it's gone very smoothly. We are now servicing more students than we ever have before. And we actually were just recognized by Forbes as one of the top marketing masters of 2024. So yeah, it's been exciting.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, no, thanks to you and everybody who's helped with that program down through the years. We've got a terrific advisory board that's been around for a while. And so it's been nice that we've unveiled the new program and then have it recognized so soon. And so that's been what has been taking a lot of my time in addition to, just the regular run-of-the-mill activities, lots of professional development going around town. I know we're going to talk some about that as well. But yeah, it's been a busy time, but definitely looking forward to doing a bit of a relaunch here, coming off of hiatus for the show, because I know we've got some exciting things coming up.
We do have some exciting things coming up, and it's always good to hear word that even you've been doing some undergrad guest lecturing work, too. There's a certain redhead that's near and dear to me that caught you in class, although I got after him for not hanging out and visiting with you post-class, but he gave me the old, "Dad, I had an appointment I had to run to. I didn't get a chance to catch up with him," with Matt, so.
Yeah, no, that was fun to get a chance to go back and let's see. I'm trying to remember what class. It might have been the class on agency life. I can't remember, but anyway, yeah, it was. It's always good to get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and then you two were in the same locale this weekend covering the Big 12 tournament. It was fun to see your behind the scenes photos.
Yeah, your son is doing more and more in the area of sports broadcasting, which is cool. And I was down at the arena in downtown Kansas City for my typical gig, volunteering for the Big 12 basketball tournament, which is always a lot of fun. But I'll tell you, as they keep adding teams, it's more and more tiring. I don't know if he was tired. I certainly was. There were two full days of four games per day, and that'll wear you out. But I survived.
He did not understand the concept of overtime.
Oh,
he did not understand the concept of overtime pay until this last week. Yeah. Yeah. So I had to help him with the math of filling out his timesheet.
Right. For sure. So no, that's good. Good to see him moving on with his career. And I'll tell you, that's the sports broadcasting program at KU is terrific and it's growing like crazy, as I know you know. And so I'm so glad he's in that program and progressing well.
Yep. Nope. Doing well and loving it. And speaking of doing well and loving it, a couple weeks back, the Kansas City IABC chapter hosted their Business Communicator Summit, which is really kind of a milestone event for a lot of marketing and communications professionals here here in the area. It's something I know folks mark on their calendar and anticipate on going every February. And it looked like, I was in and out just because of some other client obligations and other work obligations, but it looked like the crowd might have been close to a record group. It looked like a really, really full group and lively conversation that was taking place. How would you recap the event this year?
Yeah, I thought it was great. And you're right, it has kind of become a tradition. It's sort of the marketing reunion, if you will, certainly for marketing communicators in town, and a model, by the way, around the IABC world in terms of how a chapter can put on professional development. So Business Communicators Summit, full day activity. We hosted it at the KU Edwards campus, as we've been fortunate enough to do for the last few years. And it's kind of a mix of it's really cool. They bring in a keynote speaker who typically is more of a kind of a national profile. And then they fill that in with all sorts of local talent that we have here in marketing area, so that they do essentially what are breakout sessions, if you will. So, and then sandwiched in between that is a lunch and a cocktail reception. And so it ends up being kind of a full day of PD. And, I certainly tell my students and other younger pros, it's really a great session, because you get a lot of the same level of quality that you would get if you were to, say, go out of town and spend the money to go to a conference in Chicago or something like that. But you don't have to leave Kansas City. So for those of us around this area, it's really a terrific event. And yeah, they had another great crowd. And I think we can now safely say that live professional development is back with a vengeance post-pandemic. I know we've noticed that over the last couple of years. And I think now it's definitely, we can say that. In fact, I was just at Social Media Club 2 Fridays ago, I believe, locally. I try to hit them all. And that one was just about full as well. They had as a speaker, a guest we've had on this show, the terrific Jessica Best, talking about email marketing. So lots of interest in all of these marketing professional development topics. And so, makes for good fodder for certainly for our show, for sure.
Yeah. No, and there are some, maybe this is a good time to mention some of, before we hop into more of the Business Communicator Summit discussion and some of the sessions that maybe piqued your interest in particular, and some of the guests that folks can anticipate hearing on the show in the coming weeks is, locally, I know we have several marketing and communications events, one with a colleague of yours, Kelly Crane, and then a topic she's discussing, one that's near and dear to my heart right now. I'm spending a lot of time doing exploration here for clients, and then even speaking on the subject is she's speaking about AI and marketing communications at the American Marketing Association on March 26th. For those that don't know Kelly, maybe what would you say about Kelly and what they can expect in that conversation?
Kelly's great. She's been a mentor and a faculty member at KU for a long, long time in different iterations. She was with the journalism school, actually. She was a predecessor of mine in running the master's degree program for a while. And then now most recently she's been with the KU School of Business teaching integrated marketing communications. And so, yeah, thrilled to see that she's going to be on the dais for KCAMA coming up here in a few days. She and I were just talking about AI at the Digital Summit, I guess back in October, the last time it was here. And so I know she's got a few really interesting takes on that. I'm looking forward to that session, but definitely would highly recommend that for anybody younger, older, anywhere along the spectrum. I know it's a subject Kelly's passionate about. I think it'll be a great session for sure.
Yeah, that's something hearing. It's certainly, it's such a place, AI, because if you think about generative AI in particular, and it's such in its infancy that it really is interesting to see how people are reacting to that. And I know we're going to hear from Martin Waxman, who was the keynote and spoke about AI at the business summit. But it's just interesting, all the things you have to consider, both pro and and con associated with AI. And I think it changes the dynamic for a lot of different individuals in the communications and marketing space. There was even a graphic designer I was working with where I was looking at the product of that graphic designer's work. And I said, this, the way it's designed could actually easily lend itself to deep fakes. And the person, the graphic designer, looked at me and said, "What's a deep fake?" So just even a level of awareness, I think, for the things we have to consider now that we didn't have to used to maybe consider when we're looking at our work output is just going to be fascinating. So yeah, really look forward to Kelly's talk.
Yeah, Kelly will be great. And yeah, I'm glad you segued there to Martin, because I know he's kind of our first guest coming out of the shoot for the show here. We were able to tap with quite a few of the speakers, and Martin Waxman, who, as you mentioned, was the keynote. Martin's terrific. I've known him for a while. He really has a national profile. He's out of Toronto, Canada, but I heard him speak on a panel about AI at the last IBC World Conference, which was also in Toronto. But he is very knowledgeable on the AI subject. In fact, he's AI or LinkedIn Learning uses Martin to do most of their AI sessions. So if you've taken any of the LinkedIn Learning on AI, you very likely have been exposed to Martin, because again, he's the primary instructor there. But so he was the keynoter, and a lot of the things you just talked about, he covered, right? So kind of the game changer that is AI for those of us who are marketing communicators, what the ground rules should be, importantly, what the cautions should be. I think that's probably just about more important than anything else. And then also kind of where he sees things going. And I think that's where we'll be focusing with him on our episode, is just kind of what might things look like in the future for those of us who are marketing communicators using AI. And I know, you know, you're living that right now in the podcasting world with some of your clients, and just kind of the new tools, the game changer that AI has been with podcasting. But, you know, that's just one little corner of the marketing communications world. It's really had an impact everywhere. And so I think folks will really want to tune in for that episode, because we dig deep with Martin on AI. And if you weren't able to attend KCIBC BCS, you'll really get basically most of the substance that he covered in his talk.
Yeah, no, we certainly will. And you mentioned Martin's LinkedIn Learning session. And so after our conversation, I went back and ended up watching that on LinkedIn. And it's about 35 minutes. And it's so good that it's worth taking two bites of the apple. So I'll put a link in today's show notes for folks that maybe want to watch that session with Martin. And then when we do the full interview with Martin, we'll put another link in that episode show notes, because it's, you know, it's worth maybe watching that even before we have that conversation with Martin, because you're already going to be percolating some thoughts around AI and questions as we're having that conversation. And the other advance warning I'll give folks is, because LinkedIn obviously wants you to buy the coursework, but this 35 minute course, just keep looking for the continue on for free. And you can get through the entire course for free. They just make it really small, and that small, subtle type below the purchase now button. So folks who listen, and I'll put that reminder in the show notes, just keep looking for the free button and you can get the whole thing.
That's great. But of course, Martin wasn't the only guest that we had. I was going to talk about a couple of our others here.
Yeah. Speaking of free, we had a guest that was segueing and delivering free things all over the place. And I've been enjoying, since we connected with him at BCS, I've enjoyed watching him on LinkedIn, because he's all over the place giving away free books.
Yeah.
It's been awesome to watch Corey.
Yes.
And just hand deliver free books everywhere.
Yeah, well, his book's a good one. I just went through it, and you're right. Dr. Corey Shear was the next cultivated marketer victim, if you will. He was the lunch keynote at BCS and talked about closing the trust gap. Corey is a student of all things trust, and what motivates us to trust others, what demotivates us to trust others, kind of what actions can we take to be more trusted, what can we do as organizations. We spent some time, I think, in the episode, Brent, talking about a tool that you and I are fans of, the Edelman Trust Barometer. And so I'm always fascinated by trust, just because I think, as particularly in the PR game where I've lived for a long time, if you don't have your audience's trust, you can forget it. And particularly now in an area where we see trust eroding so often, it was so good to hear Corey dig deep with us on that topic as well. And believe me, he had the lunch crowd at IABC captivated. And so glad that we could get him in. And you're right. He set up at a table in the back, and he had a long line for folks to get his book and his autograph, and I was in there, and we were then able to get him in front of the microphone. So it really worked out well.
Yeah. And I love the juxtaposition of those two guests too, maybe back to back is the notion of, because that's one of the things that Martin brings up, is the whole notion of we're in the trust and credibility business, and what are the implications of AI and the trust and credibility business? And then we launched right into a conversation with Corey talking about the importance of trust and the eruption of trust. And so having that juxtaposition of guests is really fascinating. But that wasn't the only two conversations we had. the final conversation we had at BCS was probably a tale as old as time, and it had to do with the relationship between the sales and marketing organizations with Chris Ann Cardiff and Diane Collins, which that brought back that talk about waxing nostalgic. That conversation took me back to the early days of my career when, and I mentioned this in our conversation with them, when marketing communications was viewed as a strategic differentiator to win business. And we were brought on the road with the sales folks to work with them as part of the sales pitch process. And so to hear Chris Ann and Diane talk about different strategies to have sales organizations and marketing organizations effectively work together was just absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I really loved that conversation as well. You and I have known Chris Ann for a while. Proud graduate of my master's degree program, I will tell you. But she has an interesting perspective because she spent so long in business, right? She was in the mortgage business working in what we would think of as more mainstream marketing, and then has really, from an educational perspective, wanted to get much more well-schooled in marketing communications. And so that's why she took our degree. So she really does know both sides of that equation that you just mentioned. And so I think that makes her uniquely qualified. And Diane, her colleague, was terrific on that as well. But I think that, yeah, you know, and we also talked about just the fact that, and I know we've talked about this on the show before, so many times we tend to get pigeonholed in marketing and we only think about kind of one side of the equation, or maybe one of the four P's, if you will. So, you know, we had a lengthy conversation about just the importance of, for marketing communicators, understanding that sales process, which of course is very akin to just business acumen and the business drivers of a company or an organization. And I'm not always sure that the folks that we graduated marketing communications have a really good grounding in that. And so we spoke for a bit about just the importance of business acumen for marketing communicators, which has been a saw that I've been on for a long, long time. So you're right. All things, the juxtaposition of the two, but then also just the importance of being a well-rounded marketer. I think this is just going to be a great episode.
Yeah. The business acumen, and then practical tips to be thinking and living that business acumen. Mm-hmm. The term that just keeps occurring, just keeps resonating with me, was one of the practical tips they gave around the ride along. And that's where I was talking about how this episode really, you know, had me going back to early in my career where I was on the road on a sales pitch, driving to Nebraska, driving to Iowa for a sales pitch with the salesperson, and being in the boardroom to make that presentation. And a lot of marketers, I don't think, have that, or communicators have received that experience. So one of the tips they offered was, well, if that's not pre-built for you, you know, a sales professional would love it if you probably asked if you could go along and do that. And I think that would open so many different eyes. And so that's just one example of the types of tips that they provided to better that relationship. And that's the other thing, is not only the acumen, but a lot of focus on relationship development. And as a, you know, marketer or communicator, how can you understand the needs of not only the business, but of that sales professional too?
Yeah, well, you know, we do a great job in communications and journalism schools teaching people kind of the basics of how to communicate, and more, you know, obviously extensively around that, whether it be, you know, new tools like podcasting or press releases, et cetera. But those are tools, right? And so you're going to be applying those tools for a specific business and in service of a particular group, maybe even a sales group. So, you know, the need to kind of cross-pollinate and deeply understand those aspects of the business are so important. So yeah, I'm really glad we were able to nail those two ladies down.
So we ended up having three tremendous conversations. So we kind of bottled up for folks that weren't able to be there, or even folks that were there and maybe want to hear a couple different approaches or questions that maybe didn't get asked or addressed in those specific breakouts. And that's the hard part about those events too, is you can't be two places at once,
right?
You know, and they have multiple breakouts happening at the same time. And this provides benefit for folks who, you know, maybe weren't able to make Chris Ann and Diane's breakout. Were there any other kind of highlights that really resonated with you from the conference itself? A couple other speakers. No, there's one that, if folks missed her, and you and I didn't get a chance to talk to her, she's got an event. So I'm going to plug her event here in a minute. But before I do that, I want to make sure that if there was anything else that came out, came out of the event that you really wanted to spotlight? We could touch on it for sure.
Well, I think those were the big ones. I will say that I got a chance to stick work for KCIBC. I'm helping to host now their morning coffees. And the next one is coming up on March 28th, where we look at personal development for marketers. And one of the BCS speakers was Angela Orr Kennedy, who's a terrific consultant. I think she's had her business for too long, but she's really great. She's going to talk about kind of culture, and particularly culture with regard to teams, which was her topic at BCS as well. And so I was really glad to see Angela, who's, you know, again, kind of a newer consultant, a younger face on the scene, but is really has some fantastic things to offer. And so, yeah, she was definitely a highlight for me. And so that's why I'm glad we're going to be able to get her back for another KCIABC event. And but yeah, I mean, you know, it was just, we had others that have been involved for a long time, Adam Herbig and some other folks present, that Eric Morgenstern was our master of ceremonies. So it was just, it was just great to see so many people that you may go an entire year without seeing, you know, back. And it just reminds me how lucky we are to live in this really robust marketing communications community here in Kansas City.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a vibrant and close-knit marketing and communications community. And look at you and me mind melding. Angela was exactly who I was going to speak to here is on March 28th, her business AOK Consulting. And yeah, she's going to speak on high performing cultures. And I know Angela a little bit. I met her a couple times, probably, oh man, it's been years ago now, at Social Media Club, when she was with the Development Council at the time before she went off on her.
Yes. Yeah. She worked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kansas Area Development Council.
Yeah. So if folks, real treat, if you get a chance to get on March 28th is to hear Angela speak on high performing cultures. And then the other big event, and we'll have a chance to kind of plug this a couple different times. Matt mentioned this during the talk with Kelly, is that the last time you saw Kelly and you guys were chatting AI was a digital summit, which I spoke at. Was that October, November of last year, of 2023? It's already circled back around, so maybe November, but it circled back around and it's here already. So middle of May, May 15th and 16th, it's here again. And there's a really robust slate of speakers. I unfortunately have some scheduling conflicts that I'm not speaking at the KC event. I'm speaking in Chicago. So folks who are in Chicago happen to be listening to this or anywhere in the area, I will be at the Digital Summit event speaking on AI and podcasting April 3rd and 4th. And then I'm speaking Digital Summit confirmed for Raleigh in November, Raleigh, North Carolina, but the Kansas City edition's coming in May with a great, great lineup of speakers. And I wish I could be there, but alas, daughter's graduation is coming up.
There are a few other things. Will you be speaking on AI and podcasting again at those digital summits?
Yep. Yes, that will be the AI and podcasting will be the subject of those. And yeah, it's continuing to evolve. So we walk through the entire, for folks that want a preview of that, we walk through the entire workflow of a podcast and kind of overlay AI and how you can use AI in every step of the process in creating a podcast. So that's kind of the gist of the conversation.
Yeah, well worth it. Well worth it.
So Matt, before we close, any other thoughts about BCS before we close?
I don't think so. No, I'm just excited to get these episodes out of the can and on the air and give folks a chance to hear a little bit more from these terrific speakers that we've had at BCS. And I think it'll be a great way again for us to do a bit of a relaunch here coming off hiatus. So
thanks folks for glad we're able to be back with you. As Matt said, he was spinning a lot of plates in the academic world. You know, I haven't spoken a lot about what took place, but my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and so Matt knows a lot of this. She's actually in, you know, still getting receiving treatment, but she finished a round of chemo in the October timeframe of 2023, and things are looking real. Her prognosis is looking really positive, but it's, you know, it's definitely been a challenge. So I'm very thankful and fortunate to be back with you all and be able to have these conversations with Matt and all these wonderful professionals. And, you know, she and I are glad to spend some time together and enjoy life, but definitely glad to be back and be able to have these conversations with everybody in a profession that I that I truly, truly love and love my own professional development in this space. So glad to be back with Matt and chatting with you all.
You bet. You bet.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us this evening. And then Matt and I will look forward to catching you next time, where we'll be covering a little bit more into our conversation with Martin Waxman, and then allowing you the opportunity to hear that chat that we have with him about AI and marketing communications. Until next time, take care.
If you found value in today's episode, check us out on our website, cultivatedmarketer.com. You'll also be able to subscribe to us, rate us, and leave us a comment on your favorite podcast platform, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Remember, a garden of opportunity grows with Cultivated Marketer.